From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. President Trump was in Georgia yesterday, and he promised some federal help for farmers affected by Hurricane Michael. The president spoke during a visit to a Red Cross command center in Macon.
The farmers really got hurt, especially in Georgia. I mean, Florida was housing and other things, and over here, your farmers were really, those crops were really uprooted. But we're going to get it taken care of.
Damage to Georgia crops could top $2 billion. The Georgia Supreme Court has rejected the city of Stockbridge's request to halt a November referendum to create the city of Eagles Landing. The creation of the new city in Henry County would de-annex portions of the city of Stockbridge. The AJC reports that the court ruled 7-2 in favor of the state. The city filed the lawsuit earlier this year after Governor Deal signed into law a measure that would give potential residents of the new city the right to a referendum. The city of Stockbridge previously sued Henry County, where a judge also ruled against the city. A new degree program at Augusta University is strengthening the state's reputation as a destination for cyber education, as GPB's Drew Dawson reports.
The new Bachelor of Science in Cybersecurity Engineering was approved by the Board of Regents last week. It makes the university the only one in Georgia and one of just a few in the country to offer the degree. AU Provost Dr. Gretchen Kaufman told WRDW-TV that while most cybersecurity programs teach software security only, this one will include hardware design and construction.
We have a number of students who have for a while now said that they, if we had an engineering degree around this, they would really be interested.
AU plans to hire 20 new faculty members, with 12 in place when the program launches next fall. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.
As in-person early voting begins this week, four South Georgia counties are reopening voter registration for an extra day. GPB's Stephen Fowler has details.
More than two-thirds of Georgia's counties were under a state of emergency as Hurricane Michael swept through the state. Election offices in Clay, Grady, Randolph, and Turner counties were forced to close on October 9th. That was Georgia's voter registration deadline. In an executive order, Governor Nathan Deal says the four counties can now accept registrations through Tuesday. There are nearly 7 million active and inactive voters on the Georgia rolls, an all-time record. Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp is running against Democrat Stacey Abrams in a close race for governor. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.